Do you know that Giovanni banged Ash's mom?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Really?
It says, Giovanni once dated Ash's mom.
Hey, this is Fox Mickey.
And CJ Cosmo.
And this is the Poker World Podcast.
A podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
All right, in today's episode, our first episode on the Pokeworld podcast, we're going to be talking about Team Rocket, something I've thought a lot about as I've rewatched the anime. And for those of you who have watched the anime, you know that there's certain staples in the show that happen every single time. And it honestly makes a good drinking game, which we'll share with you guys later. But, you know, you have Name That Pokemon, you have Brock always going and hitting on girls, and then you have Team Rocket always blasting off. And I know I'm not the only person who's thought about this. How much money has Team Rocket spent on Jesse and James' hot air balloons alone? That was the first thought that that popped into my head as I was watching these as an adult man. So we started diving into it. So I'm going to give you guys some background on this to fund our conversation. But ultimately, what we've discovered is that people in Pokemon world are degenerate gamblers. There is a syndicate of gambling happening across all of the Pokemon world. Based on my understanding, four regions are just overrun by gambling. So here's how we got to that conclusion. Some background on Team Rocket and how they fund themselves. Jesse, James, and Meowth, CJ, have blasted off over 700 times. Okay, first off, they've had 700 times that their balloon has blown up and they've flown out of whatever to outer space. It's just funny in and of itself. But
do you think that every single one they had to buy straight up?
They had to buy a new balloon every single time. Yeah. I mean, Staravia comes and he blows a hole in their balloon, and the wicket, the basket, everything's gone. They gotta replace that thing completely. Sometimes they patch it up with like duct tape. You see them like they gotta replace it every single time. And each of those balloons, according to a Google search, cost between $15,000 and $50,000 U.S. dollars. So if we do the math, 700 times. Times that dollar range, they're in the range of $10 million to $30 million in hot air balloons alone.
But, I think we forget about the idea that Team Rocket has, like, you know, a pretty solid base. Like, I mean, to exist for as long as they have, they have to have, like, supporters. Can't just be Team Rocket.
This is where I went when I was thinking about this.
Donations?
No, I don't think so. So, here's what we know, okay? So, Team Rocket, how do they make money? How do we know? Without speculation, there's a lot of stuff on the internet, a lot of theories and stuff. But based on the games and the TV shows, what do we know about Team Rocket? We know that they own the game corners in the show, where you can go play the slots and you can get Porygon. Okay.
Well, and you fight gamblers.
Throughout
the game.
Exactly. They've got the hidden.
That. You know, a little freaking 8-year-old just playing against gamblers and then being like slot machines. Hey, you can grab a coin purse so you can go just random slots.
There's some oddities with that, but they own the game corners. We know that for sure. Okay. We also know that Giovanni is a gym leader, and those gym leaders have to be paid. Though we know from Gen 5, at least, in Pokemon, that the gym leaders have to take on second jobs. So that's not that much money. Okay. And we know that at one point in the game, specifically Gen 2, Team Rocket was cutting off Slowpoke tails and trying to sell them. Those are the three ways, at least that I know of, that Team Rocket makes money. Concrete, it's been in the game, proven. Okay? So just based on that, the game corners have to be the primary source of revenue for this organization. Giovanni who got Team Rocket from his mom, inherited it from Madame Boss, his mom, is funding the operation. And he has to be doing it from these casinos. If you think about just Jesse and James, this huge Team Rocket as a whole, this huge multinational crime syndicate with hundreds of employees, and just two of them spend $30 million on hot air balloons. They have to be bringing in billions of dollars of revenue somehow.
Well, I mean, think about, like, when you play the games, if you talk to those jokers sitting by the slots, they're all like, man, I lost all my money. There's one of them. There's one of them is like, oh, here's a coin purse. The rest of them are like, God, my life sucks. I lost all my money. It's like, no, but there might be one more who's like, God, I'm having a good day on the slots. That's right.
Yeah. They're all so down on their lives. They've lost all their money. And so to that point, in researching this, I did a deep dive in this. So the average casino in the United States brings in $20 billion a year. Team Rocket owns 6 casinos throughout the poker world, through 4 regions. So if you have 6 casinos that each bring in $20 billion, you have a legitimate business running for Team Rocket. They're funding billions of dollars into this organization and spending it on Jesse and James blowing up rockets, blowing up their hot air balloons and stuff.
They must have silver tongues. They go to talk to Giovanni, like, what happened, guys?
I've looked into this too. So that was my next question. I was like, so I know that Giovanni and his mom, Madame Boss, were very, very obsessed with money. Madame Boss did not like Pokemon. She only wanted Mew and, like, Mewtwo. Okay, she wanted to control people by using Pokemon to increase her wealth. And she was power hungry. She wanted to rule the world. Giovanni kind of took that on, and they're using these funds, from my theory, from the casinos to fund this operation. So someone who's so, like, focused on money and so, like, in real life, like Warren Buffett, like these rich people, if they employed people who were blowing $30 million on hot air balloons, those guys would be out the door. They'd be fired.
But then you got to think, they got to be bringing money in somehow. That's like off screen or something like that? Or are they really just that useless?
So Jesse and James, what we know about Jesse and James, James comes from a very wealthy family. Jesse and James are kind of outcasts. James more so. And they just want to belong to something. So they're very, very loyal to Team Rocket. Jesse and James have worked throughout the entire anime. Worked a number of, like, side hustles. They owned a food truck at one point. They worked concessions. They've been chefs. They're always, like, broke. You know, so the only... And we also know that James is a master engineer. Like, otherworldly. Like, he's very good at it. And the widely believed speculation is he builds all these machines with, like, scraps and stuff. So, at minimal cost. So, I'm thinking the only reason they haven't been fired is because they fund themselves. And at least at one point, we know that Jesse and James took a loan with Team Rocket. So, I think they're just, like, salaried employees. They're just these 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids who are salaried employees who pay for all of their stuff on their own. But they also are very good for Team Rocket because they fund, you know, they give a lot of intel. They're always spouting the Team Rocket motto, like they're spreading the name. They've also played a role in taking down Team Magma, Team Agua, and Team Galactic. They've done a lot of good, okay?
For Team Rocket.
Though, all we've seen in the show, in terms of them collecting Pokemon and giving them to Team Rocket, is a Yanma, which Giovanni promptly sent back, and a Alolan Meowth, which they were hanging out with for a little bit, and this Alolan Meowth just went off to Team Rocket to be with Giovanni. He was kind of usurping the talking Meowth, like, just rubbing his face, pretty much. That's all the Pokemon they've They haven't produced any money for Team Rocket.
I do have a question. So, you are the expert here. So, Meowth. So, in the games, he produces coins. Does that have anything to do with what Jesse and James do? They have Meowth all the time. And he always wants money, too.
I don't think so, because the Meowth in the show doesn't know payday. We never see him use payday.
Do we ever see Meowth use payday?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of their most common moves, but he never uses it. I think that they fund themselves. They want to be self-sufficient, so they get these jobs, and they kind of just piece together materials. You got to think it's way in the future, too. Like, you've got the ability to trap an animal in a ball, right? It's super advanced technology we're living with. You got to think it's I would assume, at least, it's a very future-based television show based on some of the technology we see. So it's probably not as expensive to build these machines as we think. So they're probably doing this for relatively, it's still going to cost a lot, but with James being so good at engineering, right, they're doing all this stuff on their own accord. And when they can't, James can go to his family and pull some money, which he tries not to do, but they also have taken out loans with Team Rocket. But at the end of the day, Team Rocket's not funding anything they do.
So they're more like independent contractors. Yeah. They get the name, and then they do their own thing.
Yeah, so the entire organization of Team Rocket is just like, it's like a scam, like a knife selling scam.
It's like a pyramid. It's like a pyramid, it's a pyramid scheme. Like, do you remember? Yeah, okay, I'm not going to call out any specific ventures, but it would be inappropriate.
We've all experienced the scam ventures. You've probably received a pitch or two. Yeah, but Jesse and James, to me, they seem like good employees, and they have to fund themselves, or they would have been fired.
Well, hell, A for effort, man. Like, every time, that's all they're doing. Every day, Ash tries to do something, they're there.
And Giovanni's like, you want to go chase this Pikachu all day? Whatever, have at it, you know? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter to him. They're doing good for Team Rocket, and
I never thought about the spreading the word. They do a good job of branding. It would be better if they were more successful while branding, but they do talk about getting your name out there is every time.
Right. So that's a good point. So we've learned two things about Team Rocket. They've started this wave of gambling phenomenon in the Pokemon world. There's just an abundance of gambling, and it has to be that way in order for them to fund what they're doing. There are other theories out there, but based on what we know, that's the only logical explanation, is people in Pokemon world love the slot machines. They love it. So we know that, and we're speculating now that it's also a pyramid scheme where you have to come in and you get paid based on, you know, like, the amount of Pokemon you bring in. You got to fund yourself. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to me. They already took out the loans. Team Rocket's like, well, if they default on loans, then, well, that's probably something darker than we want to talk about.
We've got to talk about that. We have to talk about that for a sec, too, because when they have the loans, right, and Team Rocket's in the process of collecting on those loans in the anime, they send this Delibird. The Delibird is one of my favorite Pokemon in the anime. It's just so funny. He shows up, and occasionally he throws them gifts that explode, because that's his, like, move. He just shows up at the most inopportune. He's one of my favorite characters. Wow. I cannot believe how bad of an organization Team Rocket is from a business perspective.
Well, they've got to be bringing in money, yeah. Right? They've got to be. Like, yeah. I mean, even, like, the casinos, I mean, like, in real life, I think casinos are insanely profitable. And as long as you
$20 billion a year.
Have the games right. And it seems very clear that they do. I mean, I'll be honest with you, whilst playing games, I have never once tried to play one of those slot machines.
I did once when I was trying to get a Porygon. But you've got to do that for a long time.
Yeah.
Or find a workaround.
Yeah. They got to be serving drinks in those game corners, man. How else are you going to get somebody to set a slot machine for...
It's real life casino where Giovanni and his family own 6 giant casinos. That's the only possible explanation. That's my theory. I'll throw out another theory that's been posed. And this was proposed by, throw some credit out to Reddit user Shara Gutspova. And Shara Gutspova noted the similarities in Team Rocket to the Mafia. Giovanni's dressed in a suit, right? There's a front, and they're kind of running. He's a gym leader, right? And they're not getting in too much trouble. They're kind of keeping their stuff underground. So what this Reddit user, Shara Gutspova, said is it's very similar to what the actual Mafia did, where they were, you know, garbage control. That was their front. So he or she was proposing that in the Pokemon world, there's so many kids with Pokemon out training and battling and stuff. They're just going in the wild, and there's got to be so many knocked out Pokemon just littered around the world. And there has to be a service that comes and collects those Pokemon. And that's what Team Rocket does.
That's interesting.
It's an interesting theory. But there's nothing in the actual games or television shows or stuff that supports that they do that.
I mean, they could. I mean, it makes sense, but I would like at least a guiding factor. Because, I mean, if they're doing that, like, they gotta have a legitimate business. And they never mention any sort of business.
They don't.
And from what I understand.
Yeah.
And Giovanni doesn't seem like a guy that would be cool with something that he would perceive as a lower work. I guess he would still own the business and he wouldn't be doing that, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, it's most of what I perceive from Team Rocket comes from Jesse and James, who are not the organization, as we talked about.
Yeah.
So.
They're just two of hundreds of employees. Yeah. There are, I mean, Jesse and James... Though they fail constantly with Ash. Whenever Ash comes around, it's just bad news for Jesse and James. But there's a general consensus that when they're not around Ash, they do good work. Which is why later in the show, early on they're always blasting off. They just lose all the time. But later in the show, they have a lot of other projects from Giovanni to do, you know, other kinds of work. Maybe not stealing Pokemon, but at one point they were stealing Dream Energy. And they succeeded in it, and as a result, Giovanni was able to summon Landorus, and he was able to control these beasts of Pokemon in Gen 5. So they succeeded in that realm. They, for all intents and purposes, they're pretty good employees. Like, really, when I think about it.
Like, this might be a little off topic. I apologize. So if they were, like, a certain mafia and stuff... Mafia is notorious for paying off officials, police officers. But in the Pokemon world, is he just paying one of the Jennies? She's just BSing her sisters or what?
They'd have to pay off all of the Jennies. Whatever, the Jenny family would have to be paid off. There are episodes where Jenny, I mean... Most wanted pictures with Jesse and James, and like, we're on the hunt for Team Rocket. You know,
what does a wanted poster really do?
Yeah,
you know,
it certainly helps.
Especially in a futuristic thing, you know, back in the day in the old West, you know, you put up a sign, people are like, "I can kill that guy and get $500." You know, like that was the thing.
Yeah,
but I just can't see how you make that work work in a future world, a futuristic world.
Yeah, these are the things we talk about as 30-year-olds watching Pokemon. These are the things that I think about as I play these games. And I love it. I love every minute of it.
Well, at a certain point, you got to start analyzing things at a certain level. And if you still like them, hell, that's the way you do it. The way you perceive things.
All right. So we are at the end of our first episode of the Poke World podcast. And as you guys will see, we are going to always end these things with a quiz with Chris.
Oh, geez, guys. I'll try to hold my own.
Okay, so our first question. The Pokemon Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee were named after two successful fighters. Which fighters were Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee named after?
Muhammad Ali. And, I don't got anything. Am I wrong with the first one?
Yeah, you're wrong.
God, dude, the only ones I can think of are Muhammad Ali.
Think of the last part
of the guy he knocked out.
Hitmonchan, Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee.
So Muhammad Ali and Jackie Chan.
No. Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee.
Oh, well, okay, so can I at least, on my defense, they are not real fighters. Well, okay, Bruce Lee, yes, could destroy somebody. Jackie Chan, great choreographer, one of the best martial artists I've ever seen. He could kick my butt. I don't know about putting him up against Muhammad Ali, likes of Peter Frazier, stuff like that. But
he's one of the best fighters. That's why he got his job. And that's what they named.
He's one of the best choreographers. Dude, we're getting off topic. We're getting away from Pokemon. We're getting into martial arts.
Yeah.
We can do a podcast about martial arts if you'd like. I can do a whole podcast about Jackie Chan.
Yeah. This is what you get with the Poker World podcast. Follow us on Twitter, the Poker World podcast. And drop us a line if there's any topics that you would like to hear discussed. Thank you guys so much.
And I'd like to just apologize to Jackie Chan. That was not a shot at you.
And with that, we end the first episode.